here with John T.C. Luongo, Tomcat, the guy who's bringing you all the love in the world on a wonderful, wonderful Black Friday. And right now, it's a little bit after 6 a.m. and the mall is open and people are coming in and everything's getting pretty exciting over here. And the one thing I wanted to tell you is that I am lucky because we had lost her earlier, but we just picked up Maria, the lovely Maria. Sophia, her twin sister, called her early in the day, but now we got her back. And from what my associate who screened the call says, she has something to say about the fact she's in a panic room. So, Maria, we're going live to you now. Why are you, in, for God's sakes, in a panic room?
Oh my God, John! I don't know what to say. I heard screaming and everyone was pushing and shoving.
Calm down.
It just reminded me of what happened before, and I think I saw some blood. I might have some blood on me, and I just started running, and I was lucky because I saw the store, the one that sells the zombie safes, and I ran in, and I,
yes,
and I got in the panic room, and I think I'm safe now, but I'm really afraid.
Well, just first thing, relax. I want you to relax. I mean, I've heard of a couple of little ramblings that were going on, a few little disturbances, but I'm attributing that right now to the Black Friday sales, people probably getting a little overexcited, overanxious, and yeah, you know, they have trampled each other at different stores, and every now and then you hit somebody by accident in the nose, and what seems to be like a little inconsequential thing becomes a big blood bleed. So just relax, Maria. Everything's going to be fine. Go to the White Rook and take care of that zombie safe. To be, you know, just to be special. All right, well, you know what? I don't want you to think back to those dark ages. We came out of 2006, and it was quite a tumultuous time. So this is nothing like that right now. I know you got some blood. You go and you check out one of the emergency rooms that they have there set up just in case somebody hurts themselves. And promise me you're going to do that and check in with me a little bit later, okay?
I'll try. I'm very worried, though. I don't know where Sophia went, and what if it's one of those things again? And what are the people going to do? I mean, the people out there that are listening, you have to know something terrible is happening.
Well, you know, Maria, I understand your trepidations, and believe me, I know that here in Willamette, we all live with the anxiety of what happened way back then. But I don't believe it's the same now. I want you to just relax just a little bit. Hang in there with me and know that I'm here. I'm going to be broadcasting. I'm staying with you. If you need me, call up. I'll be happy to guide you through it. But just try to relax as best you can, because I said I've heard a couple of disturbances, but I don't think it's appropriate to take the nuclear option and think that the worst is happening right now, okay?
Well, you don't have blood all over you, and I do.
Well, that's a good point. The only thing I can say to that is, just go check the emergency services, have them like wipe you out, you know, clear your wounds, make sure you're feeling better. It's just that I don't want you to get extremely agitated, because it's not good for you and the people around you. The one thing we have to do is stay calm and controlled. I know it's difficult. I know it's very hard, Maria, but believe me, it's the best thing for you right now, and I'm here to help you. Now, Maria, I want you to listen to me. I just want you to promise me, because this is important. We're Goombas, right? Are we Goombas? We're both from Italy, correct?
Yeah.
So we're of the same nationality.
I would
never. What's that, hon?
You're probably right. I might be just, you know. Okay, I'll go see.
Yeah, just clean up the blood. Get yourself back to normal. Try to relax a little bit. Look, I'd never let one of my fellow countrymen down. Never, never. You know, we're talking to each other. We're like talking like we're friends over here, and that's the way it's supposed to be. You take care of yourself, and give me a call later. Let me know you're doing okay, and make sure you call your sister Sophia, because she's probably hearing you, because I know she called the station early and freaking out a little bit. Put her at ease, and in the interim, we'll go to a small commercial break, and we'll be right back here. This is LUB 1060 AM, where Christmas music is living large, and I am your host, John Topcat Luongo.